Maine women's basketball upended in the semifinals of the America East tournament yesterday by Hartford, 65-54. But the season not over for the Black Bears as they'll be heading to the women's NIT starting late next week. We're joined on the phone by the lone senior from the Black Bears, Courtney Anderson. Courtney, welcome back to downtown.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rich.
Boy, it was a tough weekend. You knew it was going to be a scuffle anytime you get into the postseason. Let's start with Saturday playing Binghamton on their home court, and they certainly gave you a very tough game.
Yeah, we knew that was going to be a tough atmosphere to play in. We're playing at their home court, and they have two freshmen that can put up buckets and quickly. So it wasn't going to be an easy game, but I think that we were a little battle-tested in that one, but we came out with a win.
And then yesterday, Hartford just threw a tremendous defense against you, made it tough to get the ball inside all day long.
Yeah, we had a tough time getting it inside and getting easy looks at the basket. We had a plethora of outside shots that just didn't go in. Definitely not the shots we necessarily want to take all the time, but it was a valiant effort in that regard. We just couldn't get the ball to go through the basket there for a bit.
And this Sherelle Moore is pretty good when the pressure's on, too. She had a big game.
Oh, my gosh. Hartford's got some great seniors, and they didn't want their careers to end until later, I guess. So Sherelle Moore had a great showing, and so did Amber Bepko, their seniors. And they really got those kids excited to play in the tournament, that's for sure.
Well, obviously it's disappointing when you go in as the number one seed, but you've got a different perspective on this, I think, than everybody else as the lone senior on the squad. Do you look at where you are now and look back at where you've come from and realize that this season, which has still got more to go, has been a big step forward for the team?
Definitely. I think it definitely has been a big step forward. I mean, we're all still pretty disappointed in what happened yesterday. But we understand that the tournament is a different beast within itself. And the kids that are coming back next year, they have a little bit more experience with it. And it's unfortunate that it turned out the way it did, but we still have a lot more basketball to play.
Absolutely. And you'll get the automatic bid from the America East to go to the WNIT next week, and nothing's official yet, but there's certainly some talk that you've got a shot at a home game. Have you heard anything about that?
No, honestly, I haven't talked to many people about it yet. Coach Barron told us that would be what happened for us next, the NIT, after the game, but I think he gave us a moment to kind of get what just happened out of our system and not really look too far ahead right away. So I haven't really talked to him about it, but we have a meeting tomorrow in practice, so we'll get right back to it tomorrow.
Well, I think it's going to be exciting. Whether there's a home game or not, fans have not seen enough of the women's basketball team this year. You've brought a lot of joy and excitement to the fans all around the state of Maine, so we're excited that you get to keep playing the game. And I feel like given some of the competition you played outside of the conference this year and how well you did, that you could make a serious run here in the NIT tournament.
Well, that's our hopes. We know that the teams that go to NIT aren't necessarily the most excited all the time because it's a disappointment. You're playing to go to the NCAAs at all times. But I know that even with that disappointment, they're excited to keep playing, especially the seniors. And we're hoping that we can turn our disappointment into a little bit of excitement going on to move on. And it's just the next step in the journey for this program and what Coach Barron has built. And so we've got to go in there, change our mindset up a little bit, and be excited about what's going to happen next.
Well, and I bet you'd be excited to get a chance to play another game at the Cross Center.
Hi, everyone. We love playing in front of the fans here at the Cross Center and in Bangor, and we would be extremely ecstatic to host a game in the NIT, and we'll just have to sit and wait until Monday.
Yeah, and one more electric slide would be okay.
I love the electric slide. I'll be so excited if we get one more with the fans here.
Well, Courtney, we wish you luck. We'll find out again, as you mentioned, next Monday night. The seedings will come out for the NIT. In the meantime, enjoy a little bit of rest. Congratulations on a tremendous season, but we know there's more to come for the Black Bears. Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
We'll talk with you again soon. It's 11 minutes before 6.